Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. I want your voice of truth to be the
loudest. Hello everyone and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's our topical devotion here on 91.5 and by podcast at ourlighthouse.net under the Turn the Light On tab. We're so glad that each and every one of you joined us today for the program. I've got a special guest with me today. Martita Stanton is here with me, great friend and colleague, and just we've been doing life together in the Lord for a long time, for those of you who haven't already heard that, but we've been doing a lot of programs here lately. But Martita, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kevin. Good morning, everybody. It's really nice to be here.
Yeah, we really have enjoyed being able to get together and break down different topics and talk about, I mean, we've done everything from how to study your Bible to, you know, just words and just, it's so random here on the program. We say it all the time, but you just really never know what we're going to bring to the table for your life today. But it's always relevant, it's always powerful, and it's so good to hear the truth because we know the truth, and the truth will what?
Set you free.
Yeah.
And you know that the neatest part about what I like about here is that there is no weight on it, no pressure, because I just ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want to talk about?
Sure.
And a lot of times is what he wants to talk to me about.
Right.
And I just get to share what the Lord is working in my life.
Sure.
And I just go, okay, Lord, this is what you want. This is where we're headed. And then I just start reading about it.
Yeah.
And hopefully we're setting a fire in you to ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want to talk to me about?
Right.
And then listen to him and go for it and start searching the words and learning from it. So please, the most important thing is fire in your life with
That's
the
right.
Lord.
Yeah, I think we all find ourselves as pastors ministering out of our own needs or out of our own life situations, and we come along and it's like, okay, I'm gonna share on this because I really need it.
Yes, exactly.
Or you know, in or a certain situation or circumstance that's going on, you know that there are other people that are experiencing the same things in their life, so you know that it's going to be a good topic. And I think we have a really good topic today. It's kind of out there, but you know, I think it really bears mentioning. So what do you have here today? What are we bringing to the table, Martita? Come on.
So the Lord,
break it to him gently.
The Lord's been speaking to me for weeks about this. Who is allowed in church?
Ooh.
And that is a big question, because if you go to a lot of churches, you see like a specific demographic or description of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of different varieties of churches out there, and some
which is awesome.
Yeah, but
you know, because that way you can find where you fit in the best. But let's be honest, when the Lord said to go out, preach, teach the word, you know, lay hands on the sick, cast out demons, cleanse the leper, and he goes, go out there, evangelize. Okay, so we go and we get them saved, and then what?
Yeah.
Where do we go from there?
Sure.
Where do we take him? Because if
you're like, oh, I don't know about that guy. I want him to know Jesus, but I don't know if I want him sitting next to me at church.
Exactly. You know, Jeff loves to go to Cocoa Village.
Right. And that's your husband.
Yes, my husband, Jeff.
No, that's fine. I'm just helping everybody else. Say
sorry about that. I figure everybody knows my husband.
Yeah, of course. Everybody that's listening knows your husband.
So he loves to play the banjo and sing worship music. And he brings a couple
him
friends.
And Tracy go out there.
Yes.
A couple other people.
Yeah. Yes. And he brings donuts a lot of times.
Sure.
And the homeless come in and he preaches, you know, he talks to them and he prays over them. He talks about the Lord. Okay, so they come saved.
Right.
Then what?
Yeah, exactly.
Where do they go to learn more about the Lord?
You know, and then you start thinking about which church could I send him to, because he's homeless. is there a church nearby here that I could send him to?
And on like, a Sunday morning.
On a Sunday morning.
And be like, welcome.
And they wouldn't turn him away or tell him to get lost. You know, I mean, I think so many times we've let church become a place where we all come. It's more like a pep rally, or it's our little club, or things like that, instead of what church really should look like, Martita, and that is church should look like a hospital.
Exactly.
It should be a place where people come, or people are going to be ministered to, who are hurting. And, you know, I even see it at Lighthouse. You know, we need to make a shift more. And we're really open, and I think our church is really friendly, and I think they would welcome anybody in, but there's not a lot of those people that are there on a Sunday, which may mean that they don't know that we're comfortable with them being there, or we haven't made it known to that, them that
is
they
safe.
Are welcome here, that they can come. I mean, we've tried to do that, but how do we, as the church, you know, let people know that you are welcome here?
And to get all the members to get on board with it and be comfortable and not in fear or afraid, or how do I treat that person? You treat that person the way you would treat anybody else.
Right.
But as you know, you brought the hospital word. And I like that, because when we go to the hospital, it doesn't matter what you're wearing. It doesn't matter if you are drugged out, alcoholic, full of blood, cut into pieces. There's no judgment. Their main purpose is to get you healthy.
Right.
And that should be our purpose.
Oh, yeah.
That we get them healthy again with a relationship with the Lord and help them become free so they can fulfill their purpose and live the life that the Lord have provided, which is an abundant life.
Sure. That's powerful. So powerful. So, you know, what about from a standpoint of ministry? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, who's allowed in church? How does God pick people for the ministry? Let's talk about
that.
Okay,
so I want to go to 1 Samuel
right?
16, and I'm going to read 5 through 7 and then 10 through 13. I'm just going to read it. I'm just going to let the word speak for itself. Yes, Samuel replied, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Purify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. Then Samuel performed the purification rite with Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice too. Now this is when the Lord sent Samuel. Saul, the Lord had decided to replace King Saul.
Saul is king.
And he says, go to the house of Jesse. And
I have a king there.
And I have a king to be chosen from his children.
Yeah.
Okay. So he arrived, and this is what's happening. When they arrived, Samuel took one look at Eliab and thought, surely this is the Lord's anointed.
It's the good looking, strong,
the oldest,
powerful, oldest kid, you know, kid.
And back then, the oldest had priority.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. He was the chosen one. But the Lord said to Samuel, don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
And that's the key right there.
Oh my gosh, that is so important. In the same way, all seven of Jesse's sons were presented to Samuel. But Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord had not chosen any of these. Then Samuel asked, are these all the sons you have? They're still the youngest, Jesse replied, but he's out in the fields watching the sheep and goats. Send for him at once, Samuel said. We will not sit down until he arrives and eat. So Jesse sent for him. He was dark and handsome with beautiful eyes. And the Lord said, this is the one, anoint him. So as David stood there among his brothers, Samuel took the flask of olive oil he had brought and anointed David with the oil. And the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David from that day on. Then Samuel returned to Ramah.
Wow.
Is this powerful or
the
what?
The ruddy little kid that was out in the field, see? But God knew his heart.
Yes. And in the beginning, he said, tell your sons to get purified.
Right.
So they had to go and wash up, get purified before they came into the dinner.
Right.
So that's starting there. Then he goes by the looks and the eldest down.
Right.
and nothing works. And then he says, go out there and get that, the one, the stinky, dirty one that is out with the sheep.
The shepherd in the field.
Yeah, that he probably smelled.
He probably stunk.
Yes. And the clothing was set for that.
Yeah, right.
And he
didn't wash up.
No, he didn't say purify. The Lord says anoint him.
Yeah.
He didn't have to go through all that. He goes, it's the heart.
Absolutely.
It's the heart. It's not the way we smell, the way we look, our education, our profession, our traditions. It's our heart.
So how many people that are out there that we run across every day in our lives are, they just have hearts of gold, but yet life has taken them on a trip, addiction, homelessness, or, you know, if we would take the time to really truly get to know any of these people, I bet you we would find that many of them have a heart of gold. Not all
yes.
of them. I understand there are just some, you know, rude people out there, evil people. There's just people that are just messed up, but they need Jesus too.
Exactly.
You know, but I think that we can look at people, and if we can say, you know what? Help me, God, to see their heart. Help me to look at their heart, just like you look at the heart, not to look at their outward appearance.
Or the way they're speaking, you know, because it might be people that are so hurt. Hurt people hurt people.
Absolutely.
So if a lot of people act the way they do because of their background, you know, we don't know if they were rejected, abused. We have no idea.
You don't know what they've been through.
But they need the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Because if we allow the flesh to get in, fear, and I think that's a big thing, fear of rejection, fear of, is this person going to hurt me because of what we've been taught?
Sure.
But if we really walk in the spirit and in the love of the Lord, we will see people completely different.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what it boils down to is this, Martita. What does unconditional love really look like?
Woo! Oh, my gosh.
Who is allowed in church? Are we going to put conditions on who's allowed in church? Or are we going to say unconditional love invites all? It says that everyone is welcome, you know? And not just in church, but I would even go this far. And I feel like the Lord kind of spoke this to me. Who's allowed in your inner circle? Who's allowed in your life, in your home, in your, you know, sphere of influence in your life? And, you know, my kids have had lunch with a homeless guy many times. And, you know, they're like, I can tell sometimes maybe they're a little embarrassed or whatever. But it's like I'm trying to set precedence with them that, you know what, this guy is no different than anybody else in the world. You know, God loves him just as much as he loves this guy over here or this woman over there. And we cannot, and you know, judge people by where they're at in their situations in life at that moment, because we don't know what they've been through and what put them there.
And how they're going to change our life.
Right.
Let me give you a little testimony. When we lived in South Florida, my husband is a pool man, so down there, you have a lot of alleys behind the houses and stuff. And he will see this guy. His height was 6'8", okay? And he will just walk up and down the streets with this long cord. And he just walked up and down the street. Well, my husband is an evangelist, and he has a heart for people.
Right.
So, of course, he went and talked to the man. He had probably like a 7-year-old mentality. Okay, he had one tooth on the top, one tooth on the bottom, and a big smile. And at 6'8", he weighed 165 pounds.
Wow.
Okay.
So he was skinny.
He was super skinny. Well, he brought him home, of course. And that's just the way.
6'8",
yeah.
Skinny guy.
And then he had like Parkinson's, so he shook a lot.
Shaking and tremors.
And his head shook a lot.
Yeah.
And so he brought him home. We got to know him. He was in a home that he was being abused and not fed. So we got involved in that. And he stayed with us for a while, bought him new clothes, showed him how to take showers, how to do a lot of things that he didn't know how to do.
Sure.
Okay. And our kids were little. So we had the Teddy Graham cookies. And
yeah.
I would give it to him. And he would put them in his pocket. And I'm like, why are you doing that? He goes, so I have food for later. And it's like, you have all the food here. You don't have to.
You're always going to have food here.
So as we got to know him, I have to be honest, I was younger and I would walk around. He would go with me places and very tall. And he, sometimes I was like, oh Lord, this is embarrassing. And then I thought, why am I being embarrassed?
Right.
What is wrong with me?
Sure.
You know, he was a kid. He was the sweetest thing. And he got to know the Lord and he will worship the Lord from the heart.
So cool.
And I thought, Lord, forgive me. I want this man's heart of purity and not care about what anybody thinks. He will praise the Lord everywhere he went. And I thought, I want that. Sure. I want that pure heart.
That purity, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think that kind of leans into a story out of Matthew 8, 2 through 4. And Jesus is always willing and ready to accept, you know, just like your husband brought him in. I think that so many times people think, I'm just not clean. I'm too dirty. God doesn't really want me. He's looking at me and he's disappointed or he's upset or I have to get myself together and then I can come to God. And I really think that's not the way it is at all. So here in Matthew 8, 2 through 4, it says, suddenly a man with leprosy approached him and knelt before him. You see, a person with leprosy couldn't come into
contact with anybody.
You couldn't be around people. You were unclean and you were ostracized, pushed out into the outskirts of the cities. And the Lord was there and the man said to Jesus, if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean.
Oh, thank okay? you, Jesus.
And Jesus reached out and touched him and said, I am willing. He said, be healed. And instantly the leprosy disappeared. Then Jesus said to him, don't tell anyone about this. Instead, go to the priests and let them examine you. Take the offering required in the law of Moses for those who have been healed of leprosy. And this was a public testimony of him being cleansed. So I really think so many times society is pushing people away and the religious community is pushing people away saying, you know, you're unclean.
Yeah.
So you can't be here. And we've got to get past that in church. We've got to be able to come to people and go, no, we are willing. Come here and get clean.
And what was the first thing he said? Go to the priest and let him examine you.
Yeah.
That's in our terms will be go to church.
Yeah.
So the Lord Jesus is sending him straight to church.
Exactly.
To present himself and show the miracle that he had done to show that he had been completely cleansed.
That's so good.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
So good.
That he's so... I mean,
look at the disciples.
Yes.
Let's talk about them for
a minute. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Well, let's start with John the Baptist.
Okay.
He
was a regular everyday guy with a suit and tie, right?
Very presentable, very educated. Listen to this in Matthew 3, 4 through 6. Now, John himself was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locust and wild honey. Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in Jordan, confessing their sins.
That's
crazy. I mean, he probably nobody
so if
ever.
A guy, you know, showed up at church with camel hair on.
So let's look at it this way today. Maybe a guy full of tattoos, long hair.
Right.
Or the purple or green hair or the blue hair, you know, or all dressed in black.
Right.
You know?
And trench coaters.
Yes. And automatically we.
Would we pat him down first?
No. But you know what I mean?
I get it. No, for sure.
You know, it's like, do we look at the heart or not? Oh, another. This is a story that happened. One guy was driving home in his truck, and he was a mechanic, motorcycle mechanic.
Right.
So he had the long beard, the long hair, filthy as could be. Okay. And the car in front of him, he sees a man beating a woman. There was one driving and one beating the woman in the back.
Right.
And she's, you know, screaming. So he calls the police and goes after them. When they pull over, the police finally, he says, they're going here. The police intervene. The police comes. But he's running to save the woman. They take him down. They threw him to the ground. They put, you know, attacked him because the other guys looked clean and he didn't.
Oh, wow.
And he goes, it's not me. It's the other guys. They went automatically by look.
Yeah.
because he was all
profiling.
Yeah, he was full of oil and all that stuff. He goes, I'm the one that called you. But you know what? We all do that.
Sure we do.
We all do that. We automatically judge people.
We don't, but we do. We do. So our encouragement to you out there listening today is not to come at people with a predetermined idea based on what they look like on the outside, but try to see treasure in them. Try to see, you know, them as someone who may need the love of God in their life or the help that only God can provide. Picture them as a patient in need of help, not someone who's needing to be pushed away, but actually pulled close.
Ask the Lord, Lord, show me people through your eyes.
Yeah.
Because every single person is a precious child of the Lord, and he wants to reach. He died for every single one of them and us. So say, Lord, today when I walk out, let me look through your eyes.
The lens of love.
Yes.
Unconditional love.
Yes. Let me see so I can touch them and reach them out so they can hear and feel your love.
Yeah, that's so good. And we really need that, as pastors especially, because we're the ones that have to teach our congregations how to do this, Martita. You know, if we're not presenting unconditional love, then, you know, nobody else is going to see it.
That's
so
right.
So pastors, we need to step up. Leaders, we need to step up, and we need to become who God's called each one of us to be, and leading others in how to unconditionally love the people around us, in our workplaces, in our neighborhoods, even on the streets and the restaurants. And I mean,
lead by example.
Right. And
it starts with us right here.
It does.
You know,
it's,
I pray, Lord, every day, Lord, let me see people through your eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. And his eyes are an eye of unconditional love.
Amen for that.
He's loving people, and he's saying, who's allowed in church? Everyone is.
That's right.
Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, it's time for the flea market here at Lighthouse Christian Church. It's going to be April the 29th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., there will be two options for you to have your own booth here at the flea market. So you can rent for $25 a 10 by 10 outdoor space, or for $35, you can be in the air conditioning. That's right, we're going to have indoor tables. All you need to do is go to our website at ourlighthouse.net, click on the flea market tab to fill out your registration form, or you can just come on out to the church and shop till you drop. That's right, we'll have all kinds of vendors here. It's going to be a great day for you to come out and find lots of treasure here in the search for flea market gold. So come on out. We'll see you guys at the Lighthouse Christian Church flea market Saturday, April the 29th.
All right. Thanks again to all of our sponsors, and welcome back to the program, everybody. We've been talking about who is allowed in church, you know, and Martita, it's been really powerful. I want to read a scripture out of Matthew 9, verses 10 through, I don't know, I'm going to go to 13, I think. And it says this: "Now it happened, as Jesus sat at the table in the house, that behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, 'Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?' And when Jesus heard that, he said to them," listen to this, "'Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means: I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but to call sinners to repentance.'"
That is powerful. Oh my gosh. Okay, so if Jesus, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, can sit with sinners,
right,
and tax collectors, which back there,
the worst of the worst,
the worst of the worst, and he's welcomed them,
sure,
who are we to judge?
Right.
I mean, he wants mercy.
And when the religious community came and said, you know, "How can he do this?" he's like, "Well, let me explain why."
That's right. So we're back to the hospital.
We're back to the hospital.
We are to receive them, but the only way, truly, the only way to do it is to be led by the Spirit and filled with the love of the Lord.
Yeah.
And you have to walk in the Spirit.
Unconditional love, guys.
We have to be completely connected to the Lord and walk in the Lord and be filled with his love so we can do it and touch people's lives.
Yeah. And I think that even more so with our, you know, direct family members and people around us in our workplaces, we need that unconditional love. We need to recognize that even our own family members need Jesus in their lives.
Yes.
And they need us to look at them as patients in need of care, not as people that we need to just push away, but people we need to draw in and pull close so that they can experience the love of God like never before through us. I mean, we are the hope of glory.
That's right.
It's Christ in us that brings glory to God. So I am believing that each and every person out there today that's listening to the program, that you will take this challenge of reaching out to the lost, to the communities around you with the unconditional love of God, and begin to see them changed and transformed in their life.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah, amen. So
amen.
We hope you guys enjoyed the program. Martita, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
See you guys soon.
Bye.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.